This video of a hostage rescue in Iraq shows just how close U.S. soldiers are to dangerous Islamic State attacks. U.S. soldiers side by side with Kurdish forces behind enemy lines, with one American soldier killed by ISIS fire.
Of course he died in combat. That's what happened.
Secretary Ash Carter and other Pentagon officials have called this week for more of those raids.
We're not satisfied or complacent about where we are, and we won't be satisfied until ISIL is defeated.
But is this ramped-up raid plan mission creep?
It might be a mission creep or a mission crawl, but it's not a complete change.
There are times where you need to escalate. For example, if you're losing or if you're not winning. And provided that the escalation is well debated, well conceived, and fully understood, then it may sometimes be the right answer.
Those on the ground say current operations in Iraq are nothing like the major U.S. combat missions of earlier wars there.
Major concentrations of U.S. forces actively conducting patrolling, actively conducting attacks on specific enemy known locations in order to gain, seize, and hold territory. It's not any of that.
And Secretary Carter says the debate over whether the U.S. is overstepping its mission with combat boots on the ground is confusing specific actions with American troops' overall role.
I think to the extent there's a distinction turning around the word combat, it's not between a particular operation, but between the mission, the overall mission, and the overall mission of the U.S. forces in Iraq is to enable, by equipping, training, advising, assisting, capable and motivated local forces.
Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.